and that is a new art, bop. On the piano that night, Thelonious introduced the wooden off-key note to everybody's warm-up notes. Minton's Playhouse, evening starts. Jam hours later, 10 p.m. The strange note makes the trumpeter of the band lift an eyebrow. Dizzy is surprised for the first time that day. He puts the trumpet to lips and blows a wet blur. Hee hee ha, laughs Charlie Parker, bending down to slap his ankle. He puts his alto to his mouth and says, didn't I tell you?
CHUO 89.1. Cool.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott and I'm going to be your host for the next 2 hours of some great jazz this afternoon. Let's not forget that this marks the third anniversary of the massacre that took place in Montreal at the Polytechnique at the University of Montreal. And what I'm going to do this afternoon is I'm going to be playing music by the female part of the jazz congregation, namely female vocalists. We're going to be featuring the music of Betty Carter this afternoon, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, and anything else that I can find that deals with women in jazz, I'll be playing for the next 2 hours. So please join me as we celebrate the women in jazz on In Transition. We're going to start off this afternoon with music from Betty Carter. And before I go on, I just want to mention that the phones are not working here in the studio. If you want to try and call me, you won't have any luck. So hopefully we'll be able to convey the messages throughout the afternoon through the music that I'll be playing. We're going to start off with an album that Betty Carter recorded, simply entitled Betty Carter. And this is a standard written by Jimmy Van Heusen and lyrics by Johnny Burke, a song called Sunday, Monday, or Always. And it features Betty Carter on vocals, Daniel Mixon on piano, Onanji Allen Gums on piano, and also Buster Williams on bass, Louis Hayes on drums, and Chip Lyles on drums is also featured on this particular recording. It was made at Regent Sound Studios in New York City, and it's on Betty Carter's own label, which is called Betcar Productions. So let's give a listen to Betty Carter and a song entitled Sunday, Monday, or Always.
Won't you tell me we will meet again, Sunday, Monday, always. If you're satisfied, I'll be at your side. Sunday, Monday, always. No need to tell me now what makes my world go round. When at the sight of you, just can't help but say, what a perfect day this was. Every moment went the way it ought to go. I'm jealous, dear, already. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry. When I take you out in a ferry, when I take you out in a ferry, with a fish, horns out. Watch the pigeons be all cluttered. When my daughter's eyes just cluttered. No sleep, folks, I sleep through the shutters and eyes. Wheel pop, the wheel, yellow be a post is brown. The dashboard's genuine leather. Within glass curtains, you can run right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking, blinking. Ain't no finger rig, I'm thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I care to swap for the shiny little ferry with the fringe on the top. Stop.
music from Betty Carter, and she was in fine form on that recording. I wonder why. I guess it was because it was her birthday at the Village Vanguard, and that was a celebration of her birthday with a very rousing rendition of Surrey with the Fringe on Top, the Rodgers and Hammerstein classic. Betty Carter was born in Flint, Michigan, May 16th, 1930. After studying piano for a while, she began to work as a singer in Detroit nightclubs, and this is around 1946. She also sat in with the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band and also played with Charlie Parker's quintet. Between 1948 and 1951, she toured with Lionel Hampton, making her record debut, and also writing occasional arrangements for the band. She also worked in various nightclubs and theaters. And then she went touring Europe in 1961. She made an appearance in Japan in 1963. And after retiring from performance for marriage and raising children, which she took most of the late 60s and early 70s off, she started to work exclusively with hand-picked trios, including such pianists as the great John Hicks, Danny Mixon, Mulgrew Miller, and Benny Green. She's considered until the 1970s to be too far out for even the jazz public. Betty Carter has seen the taste makers catch up with her in a style initially inspired by Billie Holiday and especially Sarah Vaughan, who we're going to hear in just a moment. She sings in a way which is more instrumentally conceived than any other vocalist using larger standard material. And you can tell by the way that Betty Carter sings, she really emulates a saxophone or a trumpet doing those runs. It's just incredible. This is not merely true of her scatting, though, which prompted Lionel Hampton to rename her Betty Bebop, but even more so of her fragmentation of a given tune and lyrics. Miraculously, the lyrics survive and are sometimes enhanced by the process, although this depends, like a melodic decoration, on the original being familiar to the listeners, many of whom find the results too mannered. But Betty Carter's melodic improvisations combined with her husky saxophone-like voice quality often create marvelous effects which would be denied to anyone less audacious. And let me tell you, I had a chance to see Betty Carter a few years ago in Montreal, not really familiar with her material. It was a late-night concert at the Saint-Denis Theatre, and she completely blew me away. Just an incredibly original vocalist, and fortunately, she's still around today, and she's still singing in clubs and putting on some very excellent performances. We're going to go back to Betty Carter with another song entitled You're a Sweetheart.
And I was all at sea.
wonderful voice of Betty Carter there with a beautiful song entitled You're a Sweetheart. Well, we're going to turn our attention now to definitely one of the greatest vocalists that ever entered the jazz arena, and that's the late, great Sarah Vaughan. We're going to feature three numbers here from her. We're going to start off with a song entitled They All Laughed, which was written for the 1937 Astaire Rogers film Shall We Dance, and as something of a list song, it occupies lyrical territory marked off by Cole Porter in three songs: You're the Top, I Get a Kick Out of You, and the title tune from the 1934 show Anything Goes. Ira Gershwin proves a match for Porter's craft and cleverness and makes his point succinctly. There is no sense of letting the joke go on too long. Sarah Vaughan strides through the chorus in full voice, tossing off dazzling embellishments with supreme confidence. So we're going to start off Sarah Vaughan's segment this afternoon with They All Laughed, and we're going to follow that up with an album that she made recently called Brazilian Romance. It's a nice album. It was produced by Sergio Mendes of Sergio Mendes in the Brazil 66 or 77 or whatever, and we're going to follow that one up with a track from a classic double CD called Sassy Swings the Tivoli. And if you want to get into Sarah Vaughan, definitely pick up this CD. It's really incredible and it's definitely worth it. We're going to listen to a track called I Cried For You. So let's start off with Sarah Vaughan from the George Gershwin Songbook and They All Laughed.
The odds were 100 to 1 against me. The world thought the heights were too high to climb. But people from Missouri never incensed me. Oh, I wasn't a bit concerned, for from history I had learned how many, many times the worm had turned. They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the
feel you take a hold of my hand. You're like the wind that blows in front of a storm. The electricity explodes in the night. Now it's already too late to decide if it's wrong or it's right. This obsession is too strong to
So do I really need the shadows you hide in this passion that lives in the dark? Show me I never hear about the pain in your past. You never talk about the places you've been. Each time you say that you love me, I find you are lying again. And still you know you rule my dreams with your charm. You still put all those silver clouds in my eyes. Make me believe you're a blessing when you are a curse in disguise. An obsession that can't be denied. Daylight and find it enough. So do I really need the shadows you hide in this passion that lives in the dark? Show me your heart.
That was an amazing performance that just never stopped. That was Sarah Vaughan and a song entitled I Cried For You, and that was taken from the classic recording made live at the famous Tivoli in Copenhagen. If you have a chance to pick this up, it's available on the MRC label, and I believe it's about $22 or $25 for this double CD. It's not too bad in price, but it's a recording that was made between July 18th and the 21st, 1963, and features Sarah Vaughan on vocals, Kirk Stewart on piano, Charles Williams on bass, and George Hughes on drums. And the person that produced this CD is none other than Quincy Jones. It's a very spirited CD, and she's having a lot of fun at this concert. Again, it's live at the Tivoli Gardens in Copenhagen. And before that, we listened to a song from an album entitled Brazilian Romance, a song entitled Obsession, and Gershwin's famous composition, They All Laughed, from the Gershwin songbook. We're going to continue now with music from the great Ella Fitzgerald. And the last time I saw Ella Fitzgerald on TV, she looked rather frail. I'm not sure if she's still singing or not, but she has lost a lot of weight. But she is definitely the queen of jazz, as far as I'm concerned, and a living legend to boot. We're going to start off with a song entitled Laura, a beautiful standard. And then we're going to go into Anything Goes by Cole Porter. And then we're going to follow up and finish this set with Ella Fitzgerald live at Carnegie Hall with a medley which includes Taking a Chance on Love and I'm in the Mood for Love. So let's get started now with the great lady of jazz, Miss Ella Fitzgerald.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Times have changed, and we
we've often rewound the clock since the Puritans got a shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock. If today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock, Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today. The most guys today, the women prize today, are just silly gigolos. Though I'm not a great romancer, I know that I'm bound to answer when you propose. Anything goes. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today. The most guys today, the women prize today, are just cool daddy-o's. Though I'm not a great romancer, I know that I'm bound to answer when you propose. Anything goes. Anything goes. I hear those trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought that cards were a frame up, I never would try, but now I'm taking a game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now, we'll have our happy ending now, taking a chance on love. Here I go again, I hear those trumpets blow again, I'm all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slip again, just about to take that trip again. Love, simply because you're near me. Funny, but when you're near me, I'm in a mood for love. Why stop to think of whether this little dream might fade? We'll put our hearts together. Now we are one. I'm not afraid. Here I go in a mood again. I'm gonna get in the groove again. I'm gonna get that mood
Music from the great Ella Fitzgerald and a song written by Billy Strayhorn entitled Chelsea Bridge. And that was from one of her songbooks and the one that was dedicated to the music of Duke Ellington. Before that, we listened to music from her concert at the Newport Jazz Festival, Taking a Chance on Love and I'm in the Mood for Love, Anything Goes, and Laura, as we feature the music of Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, and Betty Carter. And one of the things that I have in common with these three women is that I've seen all three of them at the Saint-Denis Theatre in Montreal, all during the Montreal International Jazz Festival. So it was very, very interesting for me to see these three women at different times, different periods, get up on stage, especially in the Saint-Denis Theatre, which I don't know if they have jazz there anymore, but the Montreal International Jazz Festival do not use that facility anymore for concerts, and for me that's too bad. And seeing these three women, quite a joy indeed. This show is going out to Madeline Page today, who requested a show on women, and I agreed to take her up on her offer, and that's all we're going to be listening to this afternoon. Principally Ella, Sarah, and Betty. But we've got someone else now that we're going to listen to, and that's an amazing band from Ottawa here by the name of Chelsea Bridge. And that was a nice segue from what we just heard from Ella Fitzgerald's Chelsea Bridge. Chelsea Bridge is made up of Rob Frayne on tenor, soprano, sax, also including flute. The marvelous, wonderful vocals of Tina Palmer. I can't say enough about this young woman's vocal talents. They're just incredible. John Geggy on acoustic bass, and Jean Martin, who I had in the studio last week, handles drums and percussion, and he does some really, really nice work on this recording, which is called Blues in a Sharp C, a little play on words there. If you want to pick up this CD, it's available in record stores. It's on the Unity label, and it's highly, highly recommended. Every track is excellent, and every track is very unique. So we're going to listen to a track written by Rob Frayne entitled Strayhorn's Mood. It's very obvious that this band got their name from the Billy Strayhorn composition, Chelsea Bridge. Well, let's give a listen to Chelsea Bridge's version of Strayhorn's Mood.
To live for so sweet thunder. there's never a refrain sweet, too sweet, and I'm checking out goodbye.
Thank you. Je sais que je suis fait de bon temps.
Music from Karen Young. Those of you familiar with her famous duets with Michelle Donato, that was from her album simply entitled Karen Young, and we listened to two tracks, the first one being Requiem, and the last one that we just heard was Chaud était la nuit. And before that, we heard Cassandra Wilson from her album She Who Weeps, and we listened to the title track. Strayhorn's Mood before that from the great band from Ottawa entitled... known as Chelsea Bridge, and that's taken from their latest CD entitled Blues in a Sharp C. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM as we feature the music of Betty Carter, Sarah Vaughan, and Ella Fitzgerald, and we're also featuring some of the other female vocalists in jazz. One of the next women that's coming up now is Corey Sobel from her album The Corey Sobel Sextet Streetcar Tracks, and this is a CD that features Corey on vocals, Hugh Fraser on trombone, Phil Dwyer on tenor sax, Richard Whiteman on piano, Dave Young on bass, and Barry Elms on drums. We're going to listen to a track called Les Feuilles Mortes. Translated, that means autumn leaves, and this is Corey Sobel's Sextet on CHUO.
The falling leaves drift by my window. The falling leaves of red and gold. I see your lips. Kisses the sunburnt hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long. Soon I'll hear da 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 da
drift by my window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses.
Why did I choose you? What did I see in you? I saw the heart you hide so well. I saw a quiet man who had a gentle way, a way that caught me in its glowing spell. Why did I want you? What could you offer me? A love to last my whole life through. And when I lost my heart so many years ago, I lost it lovingly and willingly. If I had to choose again, I would still choose you. Did I choose you? What did I see in you? I saw the heart. Gentle way. a way that caught me. In its glowing spell, why did I want you? What could you offer me? A love to last my whole life through. And when I lost my heart, yes, so many years ago, I lost it lovingly and willingly to you. I would still choose you. Thank you.
days gone by, memories in my mind, youthful dreams that fly past the point of no return and disappear from view. While haunting you, and though we try to entice these moments to truly last, night moves into day as we slide through present time.
Beautiful vocalist Arlene Smith, taken from her album Until Today, and a beautiful composition entitled Days Gone By. And she's backed up on this CD with some very formidable musicians, Kenny Barron on piano and Bob Crenshaw on bass. Before that, we listened to Shirley Horn, and she's been making somewhat of a comeback these past couple of years. She's been off the scene for quite a while. One of the most underrated musicians in jazz, Shirley Horn is definitely making a comeback. And with this CD, Lazy Afternoon, we listened to a track called Why Did I Choose? Corey Sobel starting off that last set with a very smooth rendition of Autumn Leaves from her album Streetcar Tracks. My name is Randy McElligott, and the show is In Transition on CHUO FM. And I just found out that the telephone lines are working, so if you need to give me a call in the studio, 564-3299, 564-3299. I'll be here until 3 o'clock playing some of the great women in jazz. We're going to go back now to our three principal features today, Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, and Betty Carter. We're going to start off with a really, really good chestnut of a song, My Funny Valentine, from the album The Rodgers and Hart Songbook, interpreted by Sarah Vaughan. We're going to follow that up with an Irving Berlin classic entitled Cheek to Cheek by Ella Fitzgerald. And the last track we're going to listen to is I Could Write a Book by Rodgers and Hart, sung by Betty Carter at her birthday party at the Village Vanguard in New York City. So let's get started with My Funny Valentine and the great Miss Sarah Vaughan.
When you open it to speak. be. Are you smart? But don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay.
Last year when we played our opening concert in Berlin, we were very lucky to have one of the biggest albums that the star of our show has ever had, and it seemed appropriate that we even call the concert that Ella returns to Berlin. I'd like to introduce the members of her group before we start the second half, beginning with the drummer, Gus Johnson. The bassist is Wilfred Middlebrook. The guitarist is Herb Ellis. And completing the rhythm section, the leader of the quartet, Lou Levy. As I said at the beginning of the introduction, last year was Ella in Berlin, and this year it's Ella comes back to Berlin. It's Ella Fitzgerald.
Give me the simple life.
the grief and strife, town's corny and seedy. But yes, indeed, give me the simple life.
I bet I could write a book about the way you are, and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met and my way. The simple secret of my plight is just to tell thee that I love you.
Music from Betty Carter and a song entitled If I Could Write a Book. I'm very sorry about that little mix-up that we had with Ella Fitzgerald. We're having trouble with our CD players here in the studio, but I will get back to the Berlin concert, and I promise to play Cheek to Cheek. But I'm going to move on to Sarah Vaughan, back to the Tivoli session from 1963, and her version of If I Could Write a Book.
About the way you walk and talk and whisper and look, I could write a preface on how we met so the world would never, never, never forget. With the simple secret of the plot, it's just to tell them that I love you a lot. So the world discovers as my book ends how to make two lovers a friend. Even as me, I could write a book
Thank you.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, you didn't hear the vocals of Ella Fitzgerald on that number, but those were the musicians that were backing her up on that evening in 1973 at the Carnegie Hall in New York City. And we just heard Tommy Flanagan's very, very fine and delicate phrasing on the classic composition Round Midnight. Before that, we listened to The Young Man with a Horn featuring Eddie Lockjaw Davis on tenor sax. Al Gray was also featured on I Can't Get Started from that medley taken from the Ella Fitzgerald concert, again at Carnegie Hall in 1973. We're going to continue now with more Ella Fitzgerald from her Ellington songbook on Verve, and one of my favorite compositions of Duke Ellington's, Rockin' in Rhythm. I remember a Weather Report doing a very good version of this, but this is, again, Ella Fitzgerald's version of Rockin' in Rhythm from the Duke Ellington songbook.
Yeah.
to part. The moment you had touched my heart, and with you went my dream, all too soon. All too sweet was our affair. And you put all the sweetness there. What a shame that it's gone. Oh.
Music from Duke Ellington and his orchestra from 1957, featuring the fine vocalist Ella Fitzgerald, and a song entitled All Too Soon. We're going to finish off this edition of In Transition with a song written by Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington called the E&D Blues, Ella and Duke Blues, as we featured the music this afternoon of Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, and Betty Carter, along with some other female vocalists, as we observe the unfortunate incident that took place at the University of Montreal 3 years ago. This entire show has been dedicated to the women in jazz. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition.
bobby doo deep.
Well, that just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Don't forget, next week I'll be featuring the music of Claire Fisher, Noel Jukes, Carter Jefferson, Double Image, and Francois Barassa. On the 20th of December, great drummer Buddy Rich will be featured, along with tenor sax player Ike Quebec. And whoever's calling, just hang in there. I'll answer the phone as soon as I get off the air. In Transition on December 27th, I'll be featuring the music of Ted Kersen, Bob Cooper, Lester Bowie, and Lanny Morgan. Coming up next, we've got musical news from Germany with Hank D., some of the greatest in German music, until 5 o'clock this afternoon. Until next week, bye for now.